whispers in my ear that I can't hear my voice. Tell me, will it end the situation that I'm in? Or am I bound to sit alone, drowning in my sin? Get right or get left, what will it be? Time is running out, the blood is flowing down the streets. People need to know we're living in a war zone. Hit the streets with the truth, tell them that it's on.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loot Bros Podcast. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and I'm here with a little interstitial episode, a little bit of community stuff. We're going to do the updates on the leaderboards. We're going to do the updates on the backlog beatdown, and we're going to post the annual rarity event update as well. So before we get started, I want to kick things off with a toast. Shout out to our Patreon producers. My name is Mayo, MZ Nitro, Matt the Maticon. Ah, you thought I was going to do it. And Sadik, thank you guys so much for all of your support, and thanks to the rest of the patrons as well. Guys, we're going to do a little interstitial episode, like I said before, and I'm doing a little bit of rambling before I kind of get going with it. We got some things coming up, so we have a very special episode being recorded this week. This coming week is the punishment episode. So we're going to have the losers of our last prediction show are going to have their punishments. Also, we're going to be doing back of the box trivia. So we're super excited about bringing this back. Haven't done this in a long time. And we're going to have our good buddy Will back on the show. So it should be a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and some interesting stuff. Immediately after that, the following week, we're going to do our big inaugural episode 300. Now, you ask, what do you mean episode 300? Over the course of the Loot Bros life cycle, we have done over 300 episodes technically. We rebranded in the beginning, changing from Remember the Loot to the Loot Bros. And at one point in time, we swapped feeds. So we have lost some episodes in the mix. So what you see on iTunes, what you see on YouTube is not everything. It's not the full catalog. So we are officially starting at 300. And we're using this as a time to kind of reboot things. So we're going to change the format up a little bit. We're going to add some things. We're going to take away some things. And we're going to split some things up. So hopefully this will be better for everyone, the listeners and the hosts, and it should be a lot of fun. So we got a lot of fun stuff lined up and planned, and we're going to go video for the podcast. So no longer will you be denied our ugly mugs each and every week. If you chose to watch the episodes on YouTube, then you would be able to see our smiling faces. So God bless you all. That being said, guys, a little bit of housekeeping before we get going outside of the announcement stuff. New Resident Daryl video is up. I'm going to try to drop two a week for the next couple weeks to get caught up. I've got so much footage backed up, so much filming that I've done that I've neglected the editing. I kind of get one video out a week and I just let it ride. Now I'm so far backed up, I need to clear my memory cards. I need to clear my hard drive. I need to clear my space, and I need to get some of these things out of the way because we have a series we want to run and some intentional things we want to do, but it wouldn't make any sense to kind of sprinkle those in. So I'm going to try to get caught up. SC Horror Con is coming up. So if you're in South Carolina or in the adjacent states and you want to come to a really cool horror convention, that is September 16th and 17th. Myself and T. Diddy will be there. We will be kissing hands and shaking babies and all that good stuff. So guys, come hang out. We're going to be selling video games, horror movies, horror action figures. I have picked up a ton of stuff to bring out there, and it should be a good time. At the very least, we're going to walk around, make some cool videos, and have a good time. We're going to laugh. We're going to cut up. We're going to, you know, talk shop, sell video games, look at horror stuff. And it's going to be great. So as far as other announcement goes, this particular month, so the month of August, guys, we've dropped a bunch of extra content on Patreon. So for people at our deep dive tier or producer tier, you've gotten multiple drops, and we have more coming. You've gotten bonuses throughout the month. So we got a lot of cool stuff. And I started, and I don't know that it's great, so I'm going to need some feedback from it. I started a Friday kind of like podcast and sell is what I call it, where I do my whatnot auctions, but I kind of sit there and have conversation with the people in the room, similar to like a Twitch stream. The difference is there's a marketplace attached to it, so they can buy things from me. I don't necessarily know that the first one was great, so I would love some feedback. I do think there's some immediate things I learned, and that was what I was using it for, as like a learning experience to like, hey, will this work? If I do this in the future, how's this going to come out? So all that being said, yeah, you know, I'm going to post that in the Patreon as well. So anyone at the $1 tier or up gets access to Resident Daryl's podcast and cell. Let me know what you think, if you think anything about it at all. So that's a ton of content. So you get your normal Super Loot Bros. You get the bonus episodes and reviews that I've done. You get the multiple deep dives. Kalai and the Commish JT, they got together and did a Scarlet Nexus deep dive. So you're going to get, you know, again, multiple in that fashion. Tons of content, tons of stuff. So if you guys are looking for more to listen to, we're constantly dropping stuff. So we hope you enjoy it. And we would love the feedback on it. All that being said, let me get back to the reason why we're here. So we are doing the leaderboards. Now, this past week's episode ran long in the tooth, so I split it up. And since the rarity episodes have been dropping after I'm done editing and recording and all that good stuff, I figure we'll do an interstitial episode adding it all together. So here we go. TrueAchievements.com. We have GDI Master Ace in first place with 455 achievement points, playing some Exoprimal. GDI Master Ace, I would love to know what you think about that. I want to play that game. I've been really, really freaking busy, like just stupid busy. So I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I'm very excited to play that game. And that's a game I want to play with my kids. I think that'd be a fun one. Second place, we have Sadik with 210 achievement points, playing some Timberman Versus. I have no clue what game that is. Third place, our good friend Dump Liquor with 190 points, playing some Sea of Thieves. Fourth place, Hollow Mad Cat with 65 points, playing some Gears 5. And fifth place, the Ion Vane, also with 65 points, playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There we go. That just came out. And I keep seeing some cool stuff about it. So very cool, guys. Man, the leaderboards on the Xbox side are still looking a little weak, so we're going to need you guys to kind of step up and participate. Join in the Loot Bros Podcast custom leaderboards and get your chance to win a shout-out on the show. Speaking of, let's head over to the True Trophies leaderboard. We got Redbeard Rick in first place with 102 trophies, playing some El Gancho. I've never heard of that one, so maybe it's good, maybe it's not. Second place, Tricky Mick with some Saints Row. There we go. My man's got 56 trophies. Third place, Resident Daryl with 55 trophies. My latest trophy was the Platinum for Twisted Metal. So I have, that was a fun time, guys. I just recently finished the Twisted Metal TV show. I've done a deep dive on episode 1-5 on the Patreon. And then we're going to, myself and Zach are going to get together and knock out the last five episodes. And going back and playing Twisted Metal after watching Twisted Metal, it was awesome. So many things jumped out to me. So many things were like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. So that was very, very cool, very interesting. And I liked it. I liked it overall. And this particular PS1 version with trophy support is awesome. Now, you do have to beat every single level. You have to beat the campaign. And then you have to go and do some mission-specific stuff if you didn't catch it. And you have to beat the game with every single character to get the Platinum Trophy. Now, in doing this, you can use the codes that they give you, because once you beat a level, you get a code to warp to that level. So once you beat the game, you can just use that code to move to the end and beat the final boss over and over and over again. So that's what I did. I ended up beating the game two full times. The first time was just for fun. The second time was to get the level, cleanup trophies or whatever. I beat the game the first time actually with using cheats, and then that negated the trophies. So don't do that. For whatever reason, if you use infinite ammo, infinite armor, stuff like that, invincibility, it kicks the trophies out. So fourth place, Mr. TMNT 84 with 44 trophies, playing Clouds and Sheep 2. Never heard of it. Fifth place, Gaz Davis 11 with 36 trophies, playing Ice Age Scrat's Nutty Adventure. That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's see if we got anybody in here I haven't seen yet. No, we have 14 people on the leaderboard that actually scored. And we have, our heavy hitters, didn't score. So it is what it is, though. You know what? It's a slow week for everybody. We'll take it. We all need a little bit of a reprieve from time to time. So next up, the backlog beatdown. First place is Red Beer Rick with 149 points. Second place, I'm Styling On Your Bro with 136. Third place, JT with 86. Fourth is Gareth with 72. Then Diego with 65. Resident Daryl with 57. JT, I'm going to need a ruling on Twisted Metal. So is it 1 point? Are we doing two? I don't know that it's 5 hours if you use the code. So it's probably just 1 point. But either way, I didn't claim any points for it yet. So 57 points. Alex with 53. Yield with 53. Sadik with 49. Trying Casual Games with 45 points. That's huge that John Michael's got that many points. We got Emzy with 42 coming up on him. We got Duplex with 38. CJ with 34. Jared with 30. Departed with 28. Kalai with 26. James the Nerd with 19. Dino Killer and Noah with 14. We got One Plat Zach with 13. We got Jim with 11. Spider Packs with 5. Sid with 3. And Haley Pickle with 2. So that is the update on the backlog beatdown. And guys, we're going to kick it over to our good friend Gareth with the annual rarity event. I spaced out for a second there. I just looked as I was getting ready to say that. I clicked over and saw a game that I played that I beat recently that I really want to talk about, but I'm going to wait and save it for the show coming up here in just a couple days. So guys, thank you so much for all your support. If you haven't yet, please subscribe, leave some comments on all of the various podcast platforms, channels. If you have never used our YouTube, you've never gone to our YouTube before, go to YouTube and check it out, guys. We would love to have you there. We would love to get, you know, your support. And we're going to try to double down on the YouTube content, and we're going video, and we're doing all the things that hopefully that makes the YouTube better. It slowly grows. You know, we get a couple subs each month. So it just, you know, when you just take an audio rip of your podcast and put a static graphic on there, I don't expect it to grow. I don't expect it to do much, but now we're going to kind of focus on that a little bit more. And we're going video. That seems to be the way of the world. It's been past the way of the world. We just are finally deciding to get along with it. And so, yeah, let us know what you think, guys. And, you know, if you have zero interest in watching us on YouTube or listening to us on YouTube, go subscribe anyways. We appreciate it. So, all right, here we go. Kicking it over to our good friend Gareth with the annual rarity event.
Welcome back to the annual rarity update. Back for another week, probably just a regular standard update this week. We did a long one last week. A bumper package going through what people were playing, their scoring, a few opinions and whatnot. And we'll keep doing those fairly regularly. But this week is just going to be your standard update. So looking at the, obviously for those of you who haven't seen the table already, you can find that on the Trophy Looting group. The screenshots of the update are usually posted in the Discords for both Trophy Whores and Loot Bros. So you can find them in there, and the link for the tables is in there. Within those tables, you'll see the actual standings. You'll see the weekly rare trophies of the week. You'll see the season's overall rarest trophies of the week. And you will see a list of platinums and 100%s that people have achieved. Alongside each of people's names, you will notice their rarest trophy of the week as individuals, and also their individual rarest trophy of the season. So quite a lot of information there to digest, and it will only get bigger. I have plans for various other statistics that I'll include for next season, which I'll go into more information and details on as we close out the year. But still a long way to go in this rarity update, the first one that we've got, we've had. So let's start at the bottom. We've got One Plat Zach, propping up the rest. There was no points scored, no trophy scored this week, so he remains on 9 points. Slay the Spire being his rarest trophy at 35.31%. I should say it's called Come at Me in Slay the Spire. So I think that's the only game he's actually scored points in. Obviously, hopefully we might see a bit of activity now that Daryl's sorting him out with a new hard drive for the PS4, but we'll see. Time will tell. Next up in 26th place is Kalai. She added 1 point this week. She was playing, and the point she earned was a legacy point because her rarest trophy of the week was a 51.74% effort in a game called Dungeon Munchies. Not one that I'm familiar with, but albeit, you know, that's what she seems to be playing on the PlayStation at the moment. 25th place is Big Bernadob. Two legacy points, that was all this week. No trophies scored. Rarest trophy overall is still that Stay Alive in Stranded Deep, which I haven't updated on the sheet, actually. I ought to, but obviously interesting to note that was, when he scored it, it was at 5.31%. That's actually risen to 7.25% now. So that's how much of an impact the Stranded Deep Lovin' had on that sort of rarity of the trophy. It was actually an ultra rare at one point. A lot of the trophies were not so much now. And then one place above him is Tross. And Tross also had a blank week, no trophies scored, and two legacy points. So a total of 5 points scored from that bottom four. And three people not earning a trophy. So 177 points, Tross is on, 144, Big Bernadov, and 64 is Kalai. There's not much of a gap to the next place above him, which is Departed, 570. Departed's on 200 points, and he did play this week. He only had 4 points. His rarest trophy was Good to Grow in Plants v Zombies Battle for Neighborville at 39.22%. So after the decision whether he wanted to start a new profile, keep the old one, and then obviously he did change the new profile and revert back, he has sort of now stood firm with that previous or his old profile, and that's where he's scoring his points. Some point. Next is Darth Knight. He had a minus two score for the week. Rarest trophy was in My Little Pony at 83.10%. I think that was the platinum in that one as well. So well done to him on getting a My Little Pony platinum. Next up we have in 21st place and making sort of significant ground on the rest is California Wayne. So California Wayne was a latecomer to the league, but he's posting some good scores at the moment. 47 this week, bringing him to 292. He's swiftly moving up through the table, chasing down the pack above him. He had an ultra rare trophy as his rarest of the week as well, which actually proved to be his rarest overall as well, which was Majestic in Grand Theft Auto 5. So 292 points overall, not a bad start considering it's only been maybe 6 or 7 weeks that he's been involved in it for. It's hot on the heels. The next, we have a little pack formulating between, with 98 points separating the next four places. And obviously, California Wayne will be trying to break into that. So one place above him is Jared. Stink Palm is on 376. He had 20 points this week, which is about standard, slightly above average, I suppose, for Jared in terms of what he has scored overall this season. So that keeps him sort of firmly in 20th place. There's an about a 35-40 point gap to 19th place, which is Homer. He only had 2 points this week, taking him to 418. and he's kind of the he's having single digit points at the moment, and there's a couple of people who are having single digit points pretty much as a result of exclusively only playing Final Fantasy 16. Obviously it's a long game. Trophies seem to be sparsely or sort of quite well spread out. So obviously if you're only playing that game, your points aren't going to be, and that's the other thing, that the trophies aren't actually particularly rare now. I think a lot of them tend to be uncommon. So his actual rarest trophy was at 53.85% with two D's. So those 2 points were legacy ones. Another 45 points ahead of him is the Brain, 76. Riley had 13 points, moving to 467. He is playing Saints Row, the reboot. I think he's had the platinum in that already. I think what the trophy he's got the rarest in this week is a DLC trophy. So obviously I know that Tricky's also playing that game at the moment, so both of them are going through that. And he's made some ground up on JT. So that one's a goal. Is 3 points for this week, taken to 474. So there's now just a 7 point gap between those two. So Riley will be looking to make a jump within, hope maybe this coming week, maybe next week, depending on what he's able to score. Again, it's another player who's playing Final Fantasy 16, and we know that JT, with his move across to PC gaming and pretty much only playing PlayStation 4, the exclusive games, isn't going to be scoring too highly from now on in, unless things change and he sees the light again and comes back to console gaming. There's a gap now of about sort of 75 points up to Sadak. Sadak's gone off the boil a little bit. This is his third week running where he's had a no trophy scored. He scored 1 point overall, which obviously is a legacy point, taking him to 549. He had previously been playing Golf Club Wasteland, which is a really good game. But as I said, we haven't seen any action from him on the PlayStation side for about 3 weeks now. So pulling away from Sadak even further, you've got Tricky Mick. So Tricky Mick had 10 points this week. Showdown in Saints Row at 46.48 was his rarest trophy. He moves on to 766. As you would have heard in one of the earlier shows, he has conceded his bet of getting into the top five, the bet he had with Rick. Probably, I couldn't have seen it happening, if I'm honest. The rate at what the top five, or even the top six, are actually scoring at, it would take a monumental effort to get into that group from where he is, given there's more than half of the year has passed on the event so far. Top 10 is a possibility, but he's going to have to do more than get 10 points each week to even do that, because the players above him are consistently scoring more than that amount already. So obviously each week that passes by, they're outscoring him anyway. So so well done to Rick on the bet. Unlucky to Tricky. Maybe for next season's, maybe not to make so much a bold prediction. Know your limits. Dropping a place, we only had one movement in the league, and that was a switch around between 13th and 14th. So dropping a place from 13th to 14th is Dupes. Dupes had 26 points. That took him above the 1,000-point mark. He's moved on to 1,005 points. His rarest trophy was A Friend in Need in Everspace 2. I got a feeling that Everspace 2 game is a new release on console. Don't quote me on that, because the rarity on that is at 6.43%, and the trophy he scored it in, which is called A Friend in Need, didn't look like it was a particularly difficult trophy to earn. So if that is the case, we may expect to see some decay in the next week or two as those trophies become more common. But we'll see on that one. His 13th spot, which he'd held for quite some time, was replaced by Joseph Priestley, Mr. TMNT. He had 52 points, which is a good week for Joe. Took him on to 1,015, so he's got a lead of 10 over Dupes. Rarest trophy was Hot Pot Shot in Overcooked All You Can Eat edition at 16.46%. And he's closed the gap. So this is part of the group where there is a gap probably from 14th, if you include Dupes in that, right up to 7th, maybe 8th now, because obviously 7th is pulling away quite a bit. So 8th to 14th, there is a gap that is possible for people to clamber for places and jostle for positions there. So above Joseph Priestley is Corey. So they're back together. So nice and sweet. 1,144 points after a 35-point week this week. He had his rarest trophy, which was Smashing Good Time in Moving Out 2. That was at 11.56% rarity. Moving Out 2 was a recently added PS Plus Extra game, which he's obviously gone and started on that one. About 30 points clear of Corey is Yield. Corey did make 9 points back up on Yield in that position. Yield had 24 points, moving him to 1,175. Eventful in Red Dead Online was his rarest trophy, worth 5 points, 9.55%. But he wasn't able to make any ground up on Nitro, who was above him. In fact, Nitro gained a further 2 points to put that difference between them still. So that makes it a total of 11 points between Yield and Nitro in favour of Nitro. 1,186, I should say, for Nitro. His rarest trophy was Definition of Courage in Strange Brigade, which was a 13.49% three-pointer for him. Nitro's in 10th place, by the way. In 9th, we have CJ. CJ had a good week. It was a strong week for him, 41 points, taking him a little bit further clear. He's now got about a 33-point lead over Nitro, and about another 11, obviously, over Yield. His rarest trophy was Miner in Atlas Fallen. And CJ has obviously been playing that game as his sort of main game. He's still managed to add around 1,000 common trophies to his tally this week, thanks to largely a lot of spam, which obviously he needs to do to keep his status up as Australia's number one trophy hunter. He's outside the top 100 overall, so it'd be nice to see him get back into that top 100 as well. In 8th place, we have Diego, and Diego second highest scorer this week, taking him to 1,381. He had 106 points. His rarest trophy was Is That All You've Got in COD Modern Warfare 3 at 7.51%, so 5-pointer there. It was always quite close and between and Diego included in that pack that I've just read out, but the last couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, he has pulled himself clear of that. He's got a lead of about 150 points. So he'll have his eyes set on Daryl, resident Daryl, who is in 7th place. Daryl has been a little bit slow due to a few various reasons, work commitments, family, vacation, eBay selling, flea market buying, whatnot auctioning. So he's had 10 points this week, 1,729 overall. So he is absolutely bang in the middle of two players where he will have to work extremely hard to break into that top 6 now. But also he would have to sort of lay off gaming for a little while now to drop a position as well. But his rarest trophy was in Treasures of Days Past in the Bookwalker, and that was a 25.93% rarity trophy. So we get into the top 6. We've got Alex. Alex only had 34 points this week. When I say only, it's because that's not a reflection on the amount of trophies that he'd earned or even the actual rarity of these trophies. The reason he had 34 points was simply that he had 15 ultra rares devalue this week. Having looked at it, I'll try to establish where they had come from, because obviously it was a significant amount, and it does appear that Weird West has had a number of its ultra rares downgrade to very rares. So losing 5 points for each of those trophies. So it's still, you know, 15 trophies, losing 5 points on that. It was obviously 75 points, and he's done really well just to get to 34. It shows you what score he could have had if he didn't have that sort of level of decay. But his rarest trophy was a good one. It was an ultra rare worth 10 points, and that was Remote Nuke in Twisted Metal on the PS3 at 1.61%. Still not his best in terms of, but that just goes to show how good he has been, given that 1.61% is still a percent of nearly a full percent off what his rarest trophy is of the season. In fifth place is myself. I had 54 points this week, so I managed to extend it by 20. I was a little bit concerned by Alex's rise through the points over the last 2 or 3 weeks. He was catching me up. I've managed to sort of fend him off a little bit this week. I'm sure he will sort of return back and sort of keep trying to battle for that fifth spot. My rarest trophy was in The Student Becomes the Teacher, which is in Kung Fu Panda Showdown of Legendary Legends. For you, those of you that have played that game, that is the first level or first trophy, second trophy really related to the online. So I have started the grind on the online of that, which is not the most enjoyable. I don't know why I do it really, actually, if it's not enjoyable, because I enjoy gaming. But that's why some of us always look for the 100%, try to chase those trophies down, get the rarity up, get the completions up. But yeah, it's not. I don't mind the game. I know it gets panned on, but I actually don't mind the actual single player of it. I've played worse games. Maybe I should play more fighting games if I like Kung Fu Panda, but we'll see. So as I said, 1.23%. That's still not my rarest either. My rarest is at 1.14, but that takes me to 2,428 points. I'm still some way off, and that I fell even further behind Stylin. So I'm Stylin on your bro, had 88 points this week, taking him to 2,595. He had his rarest was in Train Sim World 3 as usual at 3.26%, and he's so a good 170 odd points clear of me, but he is some way back from the top three. So the top three is interesting. We've seen Marky Fraser sort of put his foot to the foot on the pedal, and he's been scoring really well. We've seen George drop off, and then we've seen Rick sort of have big weeks, have quiet weeks, and he's sort of a bit more less consistent, shall we say, but still more than capable of delivering a sort of a huge week anyway. So as we approach the top three, they are your top three, and we'll go through the order. So in third place is Rick at with 3,129 points. He had 25 points this week, which is a light week for him. His rarest trophy was in Tomb Raider Definitive Edition at 10.85%. He did make up ground by 19 points, so he is catching. I think that's 3 weeks in a row he's made ground upon Mies Goetzlot. So George, who was obviously our long-time leader, and he had a significant lead at one stage, 600-700 points, and that has been reeled in over the last sort of 3 months or so. He only had 6 points this week. And all of them legacy, because his rarest trophy was a fine addition to my collection, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga at 55.57%. So a little bit of burnout, maybe a little bit of gaining fatigue is setting for George. Maybe was it just one of those things, or was it because Mark Fraser has sort of put the pressure on so much he's forced him to sort into submission? We will see. See whether he can come back. The way he's been going in previous months, I'm sure he has got the capabilities to come back from that. But still sitting on number one for the third week running is Marky Fraser. And he's put a significant gap between the two now. He had 119 points this week. The gap for the last previous 2 weeks has only been about 20 or 30 points, but now we're up to a good 150-odd points, 140 points. He also had a 0.87% trophy of rarest trophy this week in Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, which I've noticed that he is a good portion of the way through that game. So that if he carries on through that, that is going to be a number more of ultra rare trophies that are available to him. But he, as I said, he's on 3,481 with 119 points. So well done to Mark. Well done to everyone else who has scored well and earned trophies. We'll go into the rarest of the week. So in fifth place, we have California Wayne with his effort in Grand Theft Auto 5, Majestic, at 3.96%. And that trophy was for creating and exporting 10 videos using the Rockstar Editor. To me, that sounds like a good, easy, ultra-rare trophy to get that if you have Grand Theft Auto. 3.96% just for creating and exporting 10 videos. I've not done it myself. I've not played any of the online GTA, but that does sound like a good one to go for. Fourth, not such a good one to go for, is I'm Signing On Your Bro. CRR, Master in the Mountains, Train Sim Mod 3, 3.26%. Complete 20 services on Clinchfield Railroad. It sounds pretty boring to me, but it's points. Points mean prizes. It's not in this necessarily, but in some cases. Next one is Alex for Remote Nuke and Twisted Metal at 1.61%. And that was for killing three players with a single remote bomb. I had the second rarest for the one I spoke about in Kung Fu Panda, Showdown of Legendary Legends, and that was for reaching Instructor Mantis online ranking. And Marky Fraser, as well as topping the overall standards, he also tops the rarest trophy of the week. And he tops the rarest trophy overall. But his rarest trophy of the week is Protect This World Together in Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. And that trophy, not surprisingly, it's so low, is for fight in 1,000 ranked matches with any character. So that sounds like it takes an extremely significant amount of dedication. So well done to Mark Fraser on that one. As we go on to the Platinums and the 100%ers, the only 100% was for me, and I did that in Uno. And that, believe it or not, that's a 4.17% completion rate. So that's a really low 100% there for quite a simple game to achieve it on. The Platinums, so we have just sneaking in below the 90% mark is Resident Daryl in a game called Garlic at 89.66%. Not a game I'm familiar with, unlikely one that I'll ever play, but he has done it. So well done to him. Mark Fraser had a platinum in five dates at 73.95%. Well done to Mark. The next rarest was myself. I got the platinum in Toem, 65.77%, which is the adventure photography game, which is pretty good. And most of you should have that if you were if you claimed it when it was on PS Plus Essentials. Alex had two. Alex had Twisted Metal, the game that's on the PlayStation Plus Premium package. That's a 45.12%. And he also had the rarest platinum of the week, which was Scott Pilgrim versus the World at 6.47%. So well done to you, sir, on your two platinums. Redbeard Rick had a platinum in Arcade Series Dig Dug at 21.98%. So well done to Rick. And the final one was Diego. He got the platinum in COD Modern Warfare 2 at 7.51%. I can see he's already moved on to COD Modern Warfare 3. So no doubt we'll see another platinum come in from the COD series coming our way soon enough. So well done to everybody for your participation. And thank you very much for your participation. And I hope you're enjoying it. Look forward to seeing what people are achieving next week. And from there we'll leave it, and that'll be all that. Cheers. Enjoy the ride, man. You know, I've been getting real sick and tired of the way things are around here, man. Looking at the enemy, man, and all the things they saw.
Because I'm already dead. Yeah, I lost my life.